You're listening to The Kelly Track Show. I'm your host, Kelly Track, author, coach, and eternal optimist. Each week, I'll give you lessons to elevate your life, reclaim your personal power, and truly awaken and transform. Your best life starts right now. All right, my friends, welcome back to the show. Thank you, as always, for tuning in and for listening. This episode today is really good. It's straight from the heart, straight from the soul. Thank you so much for being here and for listening. It always is a treat and a pleasure to have you as a part of my community. Support for this episode today comes from my friends at Teachable. Teachable is an online course creation platform. It's where I host Your Best Life and The Inner Circle. If you haven't heard about The Inner Circle yet, I talk about it a little bit at the end of the show, and it is the go-to platform for me. It is my platform of choice. I personally picked it out of all the other ones, and then I loved it so much that I was like, okay, Teachable, we got to make some magic happen on the podcast for my peeps. So if you are looking to create your own course and you're trying to build something, and if you're looking for a really seamless, easy, and simple platform to do it all on, Teachable is so for you. If you are wanting to give Teachable a try, you can use a link in the show notes to sign up. And when you do so, you'll get access to Teachable's 3 free classes on how to build your first online course, how to nail everything from the lighting and sound to mastering the marketing. And there's even an option to get 8 free weeks of live coaching with Teachable. This has got a $1,000 value that you get for free because you're one of my listeners. So the link will be in the show notes if you want to give it a try. So I want to jump on the podcast today and talk to you about the metaphor of spring and what this means, because this is one of my favorite times of the entire year, because we're inching closer to summer and I am a summer person. You know how everybody is sort of like has their favorite season? I'm like, if I could raise my hands and my feet for summer, it would be that. No surprise. I like everything that's warm and hot and sunny. And living here in Vancouver, Canada, our weather pattern is a lot like Seattle. So you get rain for like 8 months straight and it's gray. And all of a sudden, spring hits and the sun finally shines. And it always reminds me of this poster that my grade 10 English teacher had in her classroom. Do you remember those posters that teachers would buy and they kind of had sometimes really cheesy sayings on them? I remember being visiting like a Catholic school once and they had one that said, "You turn to God" with a U-turn on it. I thought that was like the most creative thing anybody could put on a poster. But anyways, this one that stuck with me wasn't just "shoot for the moon and you'll land among the stars," but it was this one about this girl and she was like kind of a little girl dancing in the rain, and it said, "Just when you think the sun will never shine again, it does." And I love that. Just when you think the sun will never shine again, it does. This metaphor and that example just really hones in on this idea of spring. Because I don't know about you, but I feel like a lot of us feel like we are waiting. Or it's windy, it's dark, it's cloudy, and we're still in the winter. And the winter drags on for like ever. Not like, you know, one season of winter. It feels like we're doing a whole year of winter sometimes. Especially if you feel like you're kind of stuck or you're in work that you don't like or things are a little bit difficult in your life right now. It can feel like the winter is lasting for freaking ever. And then you get that one crack of spring. And it's like all hope is back and returned. One of my favorite pieces about spring that I wanted to share with you today here on the podcast is this notion and the idea of everything happening right on time. Now, Mother Nature knows what she's doing. She knows how to bloom the plants. She knows how to get the buds on the trees. And the cosmic universal intelligence innately knows how to do this stuff. It doesn't need to be forced. It doesn't need to be pushed or shoved. It doesn't need to be told to work hard or hustle or grind it out and like make it happen. It just does. It knows what it's doing. And I love that. I think that's such a perfect way to describe it, because I feel like so many of us are hanging out in the winter and we're like, if I just keep shoveling all this snow and I keep shoveling and dig deeper, I will eventually find some green grass. If I get rid of all the snow, then I will finally make some green grass in the winter. And it's not like that always. One of the things that I wanted to remind you of today on the show is that everything happens right on time. And everything happens in the way it's supposed to happen. You've probably noticed on Instagram that I've been taking pictures of plants like every day. I love plants and they're all coming out right now in the spring and there are a lot of plant pictures. So you're welcome to go to my Instagram or my Instagram stories and see my messages about spring and the metaphors of spring in relationship to the plants. But for me, the biggest one is around how everything blooms on time. Everything comes out of the soil when it's ready. I feel like maybe you're in this spot too. And you know, I have been in this spot for a long time. When you're in the soil and you feel like you've been in the soil forever, forever. You're like the seed that's germinating and sprouting and growing some little roots. And outside and looking externally at the little seed, it looks like it ain't doing anything down there. And this is the point in your life where you're like, what the fuck? What the literal fuck? I've been here in the soil. I've been here for months. Nothing's happening. Nothing's coming together. I'm still here. Like, how long do I have to stay in here before something happens? Like, when in the freaking hell is something gonna happen? Do you know what I mean? You see, the thing is that all seeds have a gestation period. They need some time to sprout and to grow. And even though it doesn't look like there's anything happening in the soil, and even though you can't see any shoots of green peeking out, there's stuff happening. So even for you right now, even if you feel like you're in the soil and no buds are poking out and you feel like things aren't really coming together or stuff is taking a long ass time and your future opportunities or partner or money or career is like way out in the distance and you've got your binoculars and you've been like looking out into the binoculars thinking, where are you? Can you please hurry up now? I want you to know that there is still stuff happening for you. This is a classic example of the compound effect of how showing up every single day actually pays off. You know, if you have a little plant at home, it's not like you give it water once and then throw it into a corner of your house and be like, okay, we're done. Okay, cool. Bloom. No, it's the literal practice of every single day showing up, making a nice little home, getting the soil together, putting the fertilizer in, putting the seeds in, having the right sun and water and light conditions, making sure it's not too hot, not too cold. You get that like Goldilocks thing going on of it just being just right. And if the plant isn't happy by the window, you move it to your bedroom. And if it's not happy in the bedroom, you move it in the kitchen so it can get the perfect conditions. I think this is such a perfect parallel to doing the work and the inner work and the self-development in order to really go to the next level. Whether you are really working on your self-love right now in order to call in a partner, or you're really working on your money story to go really knock that career out of the park or be comfortable asking for that raise at work, or you're trying to do the inner work to feel more confident making more friends. It's the actions of the tiny little steps every single day, especially when you can't see anything. Let me repeat that again because it's so important. It's the tiny little steps that you do every day, especially when you can't see anything. You know, it's one thing to water the plant and be good to the plant when it's got the most beautiful buds and it's got the most beautiful flowers. And it's another thing to have faith and love and trust in the plant when all you got is the soil in the pot and the tiny little seed, and you show up for that little seed every single day. And you don't force it, you don't pressure it, you just allow what is. Speaking from personal experience, as I pretty much always do, because hey, personal experience has taught me a shit ton. You know, I'll tell you this, showing up on the days when I wasn't making any money from my business didn't always feel the best. Showing up on the days when I literally had like seriously 5 downloads on the podcast, one of them being myself because I subscribed to my own show to make sure that the show has syndicated to iTunes properly, therefore I only had 4 subscribers, didn't always feel that good. showing up on the days when I would get zero inbox emails. People would always talk about how their inbox was full of opportunities and amazing things, and my inbox was empty. Like, there were cobwebs in the inbox. You know, it's when you show up on those days and you choose to do the work anyways, you still continue to put out a podcast, you still continue to write, you still continue to release stuff, you still continue to create, even though there is nobody listening, nobody watching, nobody downloading, nobody buying anything, nobody emailing you, nobody telling you how good it is, nobody telling you that it was amazing. When you show up on those days, I really feel like that is where the magic happens. That is really the transition of winter to spring, when the buds finally start to bloom. Because you've shown up, you've been there, germinating the little seed, working on it, reaping the rewards as it grows really slowly. And you know what? I'll tell you this as well. It's so easy for me to show up on the days when it's really sexy. When I have a guest interview on the podcast that I feel like this is a beyond a treat to get to talk to this person, or when I'm showing up for a speaking engagement, when I get to lead a group coaching call, when I like get paid to do what I love, when I get to sit down with a coaching client, it feels sexy those days to doing the work. It's like giving the plant the full water when it's already in bloom. You're like, yeah, the plant's blooming. I just need to keep adding a little bit of love and all is good. But until we get to this point when things are starting to be a little bit fun and a little bit more sexy and you got the plant that's blooming, you got to remember that everything is going to happen right on time. And that most importantly, everything is going to happen for you right on time, in the exact way that it should, and in the exact perfect divine timing. It's going to come when it's ready to come. So even if it feels like you have been in winter for all of your life even, or you feel like you have been in winter for months on end, or you feel like you haven't even seen a touch of sun, and you can't even remember the last time it was spring or summer, I want you to know that that stuff is important too. That is just as important as showing up on the days when the flower is in its full glory. If you don't take care of the seed early on, you don't get a flower down the road. And you just might be in that gestation period. And there's nothing wrong with being in the gestation period. There's nothing wrong with waiting for the right time. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, Instagram kind of makes it tricky because it's everybody's highlight reel and success reel. And every time I go on Instagram, if I dare go to the explore page, you know, I've tried really hard to curate my feed so it's pretty uplifting, but if I dare move my thumb to the explore tab, I just get bombarded with all those other messages of like, you're not here yet, you're not there yet, you're not making that much money yet, you don't have that many followers, you don't travel every single second week to somewhere exotic. Quite often we can really just see everybody else's life and then we feel like we are really in the gestation period or like really in the soil. When this is a good time to just check in and give yourself some credit. If you've been working on something for the last year, that all counts. Even though you can't see the payoff right now, you gotta know and you gotta trust that the payoff is coming. You will bloom. It will come on time. And most importantly, it will arrive when it's ready to arrive. I know for me, I used to look around at stuff and I'd think like, when is it gonna be my time? When am I going to be the person in the spotlight? When will it be my time to shine? When will I finally make money from this? When will I finally get some clients? Or when will I finally get some podcast listeners? Or when will everybody read my blog? Or when will people be interested in what I have to say? And I want you to know that everything will happen for you on time. It will come because you've been taking care of the plant every single day. And most importantly, you've been showing up on those days when you don't really have anything to prove for it. I think that's the most special and underrated spot. That time when there's nothing there, when you have nothing to prove for it. And I'm using prove for it in air quotes. When nobody can really see the outward success or the validation or the show, but you know in your heart that you are doing it. And you are making a conscious effort every single day to show up and to do the work. One of my other favorite metaphors here about spring is the fact that the universe can dream up a bigger plan for you than you can dream up for yourself. Like, if you think about a tulip, think about your favorite shade of tulip, whether that's yellow or pink or white. And if you and I had to sit down and make a tulip, whether that was with a painting or some pipe cleaners or some clay, and we did our best to make a tulip, and then the universe or Mother Nature decides to make a tulip, and she's like, boom, done. And it's beautiful, and it's gorgeous, and it's better than anything you or I could make with our human hands and our tiny human mind, because she's got all of cosmic consciousness working for her. And I think this is such a special reminder as we go about our grand plans and our big ideas. It's the knowingness that whatever we can dream up, and even in the best case scenario, it isn't going to hold a candle to the awesome stuff that the universe can bring us. And all of the unseen ideas and opportunities and creations and magic that's going to come our way out of nothing. Isn't that fun? I love that. Knowing that whatever I could do myself to consciously put my hands in the sandbox and make, the universe can just create on its own much better. And no matter how hard you and I might try in the winter to make it happen and to force it and to grind it and to get this in place and do this event and be here or show up for that date or really like knock it out of that park on the Tinder date, the universe can just make everything easy. And it's going to come bring something absolutely incredible and divine at exactly the right time. And when it's time for spring to bloom its leaves, it is going to give you the most divine hyacinth plant or lily of the valley or any kind of little lilacs and the purple buds and the trees or the cherry blossoms. And you're like, wow, these are so stunning. These smell so good. And even if I tried to make this perfume and this scent, I couldn't even do it myself. So don't forget that you're working with magic here. You're working with divine spirit and universal intelligence. And you only have to do half of the work. Okay, I'm really excited about now. If you could see me in real life, I'm moving my hands a lot because I'm getting very excited. When you know that you are co-creating with the universe, you know that it's going to do half of the work. You show up, you do what you can do in your human body, and then you surrender and let the universe take the lead. You let it do the other half of the equation. I talk a lot about this practice of trust and faith in my course, Your Best Life, and how you kind of get to that point when you know, like, you know what? I've done enough. I've made enough podcast episodes. I've done enough YouTube videos. I've done enough speaking engagements. And you know what? I'm going to let the universe lead the rest. That is the fundamental tipping point. I really believe it. Because it's like, you know what? I've showed up all winter long. I have been here every day to water the little plant. I have given it sunlight. And you know what? When the universe says it's time, because it knows everything. It knows everything. It really does know if you're naughty or nice. It's like Santa, but like a bajillion times more intense. And it's going to know when it's your time. And it's going to let you bloom in the moment that you are ready to bloom in. Now, practicing this also requires a little bit of trust. One of my favorite exercises to give my coaching clients is to think about the times in their life when they had something awesome happen and it came at the exact right time. You probably can think of these off the top of your head. Like, I know for me and my relationship with Chris, it came at a time in my life when I was ready to be in that kind of relationship. If I had met him in high school or like early university, there is no way in hell that we would have ever made it. Ever. It would have been like a joke. I would have been like way too immature and young for him. He would have like never taken me seriously. And it would be the biggest flop. So I want you to take a piece of your life, a part that's going really well right now, whether that's your career or your financial situation or your relationships, and take that and try to like rewind your life and stick it in 5 years sooner. Like take your current partner and stick it in 5 years sooner of where you guys were, or maybe you hadn't met yet and who you were at that point, and be like, OMG, I have come so far and things are really good right now, but back then, 5 years ago, not that good, or like I was not ready, or I wasn't in a good spot, or I was still in a place where I had a lot of learning to do. You know what I mean? This is one of my favorite tools to use, because you know that deep down inside, 5 years ago, you wouldn't have been able to handle the relationship, or who you were 5 years ago just illustrates how much the universe is on your side and how it actually came at the right time. And that notion of things arriving right on time isn't a bucket load of BS crap, because let me tell you this, when people would tell me when I was starting off as an entrepreneur that things would click into place at the right time, I was like, what kind of woo-woo shit are you drinking? Like, what kind of Kool-Aid are you sipping on? Who's telling you that? That's like the biggest load of crap, because I control everything on my own watch. I am the creator of my own destiny. I'm going to get in the sandbox and make my own damn ass castle. I had no idea and no concept of trust, faith, co-creating with the universe. That word and that phrase was not in my vocabulary. But when you do the trust exercise, and when you see something amazing in your life and you rewind and plop it in 5 years ago, you can totally see how much growth has happened to you, how much you've changed, how much you've evolved, how much of a fuller, more dynamic person you have become, and how much growth has actually happened. You know, we often feel like change comes very slowly in the moment. I know for me, sometimes I get stuck in this day to day when it's kind of like the days in and days out, and you're doing a little bit of work here and you're just answering emails or you're just on one more client call. Sometimes I need to have a minute and like go look at where I was a year ago. And sometimes I just laugh because it puts it all into perspective. And I'm like, oh my God, I have been watering and planting and doing the seeds of the soil for so long, and I can only see how it's coming to fruition now. And if I had this level of success, you know, rewind a year ago, I wouldn't have been ready. If your career or your health or your spirituality is another area of your life that's going really well, try to do this same practice. Take this, maybe this awesome client project that you're working on right now, and rewind your life 5 years and drop it in. Maybe you would have never been ready. You wouldn't have known how to use the software. You wouldn't have even, you know, gotten on that first project, which even led you to this project with this new client. You wouldn't have been at this company. You would have still been at your old company. Maybe you would still be living in a different city. And even if this project came your way 5 years ago, you wouldn't have been able to take it on. This is such a beautiful practice because it just illustrates for a couple things. Number one, how much you're growing, how much those days of showing up when there's nothing in the pot. You're looking in the pot and all you see is soil and you're like, well, okay. And you know that it's paying off. You know that it's paying off because you can look at your past examples of how it has already paid off and come to fruition. And number two, you know that there's the universe co-creating with you. There are serendipities and opportunities and people flowing into your life. There's like little bits of magic dust that have been sparkled along your path and illuminated for you along the way. Stuff that you can't even explain and stuff that you can't dream up. It's this concept of the universe being able to dream a bigger dream for us than we can dream for ourselves. Now, the last piece I want to touch on here about this concept of trust and this concept of time and honoring the time it takes for things to grow and for it to come to fruition and for the gestation period to be over is understanding that you kind of got to work on the universe's watch. FYI, the universe doesn't wear a watch. As I have been learning more and more about quantum mechanics and time, there are some fascinating ideas out there. And the universe can make anything happen at any time. It's also very intelligent. It knows how to create planets and earthquakes, and it knows how to do all of the functions of Earth and planet Earth, so what we can all live here as a rock in the middle of the galaxy. It knows how to take care of your life too, which is like kind of comforting, especially when the shit is like really hitting the fan. You're like, okay, this is just like a nebula of stardust and something awesome is going to be born out of this, and the universe will just bring it to me when I'm ready to receive it and finally see it. But the thing here is that as humans, we kind of all got screwed up on this little thing that I like to refer to as Amazon Prime 1 hour delivery. I mean, the fact that I can get my stuff delivered to me in 1 hour, that means I don't want to wait for anything. In this world of on-demand, touch of a button, Amazon Dash, instant delivery, overnight delivery, super speedy FedEx, bring me this dress I ordered from Australia like right now, I don't want to wait. There are days when I do not want to wait for my goals. I'm like, okay, 10-year vision, can you make this happen in like, I don't know, 6 months? Do you know what I mean? It's not your fault. It is the fault of our modern technology and our addiction to our phones and our computers and everything being so instant and so quick. So I want you to take a pause here and do the quick check-in and say, have I been Amazon priming my goals? Do I like put absurd amount of pressure on myself for things to happen in a really quick time frame? Have I been like almost blocking the universe from doing its thing, trying to get the universe and the big guy in the sky, or however you refer to spirituality, to get him and the universe to go fill out a little online form, put my credit card details in, and have it shipped to my house in an hour? It don't play that game. It does not play that game. The universe is very loving and it's going to love you regardless, even if you've been trying to play that game for a long time. Because, you know, I definitely tried to play that game for more time than I'd like to admit. Of like, oh, why is it here? Why is it not here? It's been 2 months. I remember like when I first started my business, I was like, I thought my first video I made on YouTube would go viral. I literally kid you not. I got like 23 views and then now I just deleted it out because it's embarrassing. I literally thought, my friends, that I was going to do it. I was Amazon priming my vision and my goals. Beautiful things and like really awesome things take some time. And taking some time gets, you know, that's a phrase that we don't like to hear because we want things now and we want it delivered and we want it to be instant and we want it gift wrapped, please and thank you. But taking some time isn't a bad thing because remember that trust exercise we just did? If you don't wait the 5 years for that awesome career or that awesome partner, then it's not really going to be right in the moment. And sometimes you just have to remember that when you're trying to Amazon Prime your dreams. And remember that even though you're trying to get that awesome relationship with Chris while you're still like a really immature high school student, it ain't gonna work, my friend. I wish I had just told myself that to my younger self through like a toilet paper roll. You know, when you're like doing the ear to ear toilet paper thing, like, stop doing this. Everything's gonna be fine. And I'm pretty sure my older self would tell me now the same thing. Stop trying so hard. Everything's gonna be fine. Everything will happen for you right on time. All right, my friends, and there you have it. That is the show for you today. I hope you liked it. I love this episode. I feel like this message is something that I always love to hear, and I really hope you enjoyed it too. If you really like this episode, let me know. Take a screenshot on Instagram and tag me in your Instagram stories. That always helps me know which episodes you guys like, because sometimes, I mean, downloads are an awesome thing, but when you tell me, it's awesome too. I'm a words of affirmation gal, just FYI. So in summary, this is the episode for you today. Number one, and most importantly, if you get anything from it, everything will happen for you right on time. Number two, when you feel like things are moving slowly, remember to look back where you were a year ago and remember that amazing stuff has happened and that you're co-creating with the universe on this. Number three, do the trust exercise. Take something awesome that's happening right now and rewind 5 years and drop it in and be like, OMG, that would not work. That puzzle piece does not fit in that puzzle. I'm making a whole different puzzle now. And number four, remember that it is not okay to Amazon Prime your dream because that's not really an effective formula for success. It's an effective formula for burnout and frustration, but not an effective formula for surrendering, trusting, and co-creating with the universe. Allow the universe to dance with you. And remember that you aren't in this by yourself. So people, there you have it. That is the show for you today. One last thing before you go, because we're still in the month of May, if you want to get more stuff like this in person with me, actually not in person, via Skype or via Zoom, I am going to be opening up for enrollment the Inner Circle starting in June. So this is my monthly mastermind program. This has everything that you need for amazing and beautiful self-development and growth in one spot. Strategy, support, and a soul tribe. So every month you get a 1 hour high-level training taught by me on stuff like this, but way more in depth and you won't find it anywhere else. You also get access to a 1 hour live group coaching call where I'm going to work with you and guide you in the hot seat to make sure that I answer all of your questions and I can support you and guide you along your path. You get weekly loving check-ins from me. You get access to first dibs. You get the 5-star golden treatment because you are now one of my soul sisters. And most importantly, you get access to our soul tribe, which is our private community where you can find other like-hearted gems who are doing the work with you. So if you want to check this out and if this speaks to you and if it calls to you, and take the feelings-based approach, which is the thing I always talk about on the show. There's a tutorial on YouTube where I share it in depth, but see how this resonates in your body and how it feels. And if you get that full body yes, take a peek, explore, and stick your name on the waitlist to be notified when we open the doors for enrollment, and you'll get 50% off your first month as a thank you. So my friends, once again, I love you. You are the highlight of my life. Thank you so much for being here and for being a part of my community, and thank you so much for being here and listening to the show. And some of you guys are new, and some of you guys have been here since day one when you were the 4 early downloads. So from the bottom of my heart, I love you and I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening today. If you love this episode, please take a second to share it with somebody that you know needs to hear this message. And if you feel so called and so moved, please write an honest review of what you think about this podcast in iTunes and leave me some stars. That would truly help me out on my journey to helping millions and millions of people. And until next time, have a lovely day, and I'm so excited to see you back here soon.